Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm sorry. I didn't think this topic was going to come up on the show. We sometimes push some boundaries, and we're not going to get totally into this. Your analogy is so flawed, dude.
I don't think it matches as much as he thinks it does, but I'm still kind of on his side.
It's spot on.
There are two different OnlyFans girls. One is named... Maybe we shouldn't say their names. I don't know.
Well, yeah, one... kind of reacted to the other one because the first one was the one last year that was like, I have a goal.
So she the one had relations with 100 guys in one day.
Yes.
And they made a huge deal out of it. They were like...
Because she was like, I want to do 1,000.
And then like, I don't know if you know this, Aaron, but like a week later, she did 300 in a day to like ramp. But it's like, so the big accomplishment was the 100. Woo! And then she just did 300 on a random Tuesday to go like, now I'm warming up for the next one. So she didn't even celebrate the accomplishment of 300, which was three times as many as she had blown people away with a record. Sorry, I just want to make sure my words are being chosen properly. And now she's on her way to 1,000.
Yes.
But so then some other lady went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
In 12 hours.
Yep. Exactly.
1,000 in 12. Is that mathematically
1,057 in 12 hours.
Okay. Here's the thing about the 1,057.
I don't want to offend her. Yeah, 57. You're right. 1,000.
Well, because I can't even imagine just 57. Like, that's kind of...
Is 57 higher or lower than your body count?
It's way higher.
Right. So she...
That's what I'm saying. I want to include the 57 because it's a lot.
Here's what she did. I see. She's got some person, some bouncer with the...
clicker thing.
And when she got to 1,000, they're like, woo, you did it. And she's like, well, how many people are still in line? They're like, 57. She's like, bring them on.
Send him in.
She went ahead and did the extra 57 as a bonus so those guys hadn't stood around for nothing.
Okay.
Now.
Do you think they're ready?
The dudes?
Yeah.
I think if you're, I think if you're 5 back in line.
Do they all have those little slips like at the DMV? With a number on it? Do they call a number in? You know?
Here's the thing.
I lost my ticket.
No.
You have to get a new one.
I don't want to get into it, but I don't think we understand. They're not having relations.
No.
They're just like having a moment of relations.
Yes.
Like, they don't get to like...
I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
But I'm just saying there's no finish line for any of these people.
I see.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Because then that would be...
Okay, yeah. Just mathematically, over 1,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody, 1,057, even if everybody's super excited, like, that's a lot. Okay.
It's quite a lot.
So... I have a couple things, and we got to get to T-Hack's flawed analogy, but like, the first thing that came up, and I don't think we talked on the air about it, but like, if your son started pogo sticking and was like, one day went, Dad, I think I could pogo stick 4,000 times in an hour, and that would be the, I looked it up. That's the Guinness record. You'd be like, let's go for it, son. Let's submit the documents.
You did that with the hugs.
I did. Mm. I didn't do it on purpose, but yeah, I kind of did. Yeah.
Okay.
I just hugged a lot of people in an hour, and turned out, at least in that town, it was definitely the record. And then little girl came and stole my record from me, but that's fine. You'd encourage your son. You'd be like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your daughter says, the mark's at 1,057, Dad. I feel like I can beat it. You want to encourage your children. I'm not saying she's their children, but you know what I'm saying? Because the, the one who did 100 literally, I believe, said her parents and her, specifically her dad, were like cheerleaders. Like,
really?
Yes. They're like, this is what my daughter
wants to do.
And you got to be supportive.
I don't think you have to be supportive of that, because pogo sticking requires some sort of skill.
Which one are we talking
about? Or talent. the example, yeah. If my son wanted to do the pogo stick world record, that would require him to learn how to do the pogo stick.
She had to learn how to. Okay. Yep.
So do you?
Sort of.
No, you don't have to
learn. I would say she probably had. Okay. I don't think you just, Aaron, I don't think you can just jump into this.
Well, no.
There's some training involved. A little bit.
Not as much as pogo sticking.
But it's not anything like special. It's not a skill that is different than what anyone else could do if they chose to attempt it.
This brings us to your flawed analogy.
Yeah, my spot on analogy.
Your flawed one.
Whereas I hate the trick shot videos where they show people like either with a soccer ball or they'll have a basketball.
Like
where,
off the roof of a building.
Yeah, or they'll throw it up and they'll hit the basketball with a baseball bat and it'll go, and it shows them working on it for hours and hours. Yeah. And then they finally make it.
Yes.
That's not a skill.
That's
just, hey, try until you get it. And anyone who tried it as long as they, until they made it, would eventually make it.
No,
like not necessarily.
You wouldn't make it.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm saying
there's no cutoff. It took me 4 hours. It could have taken me 4 years, but I eventually made it. Like, that's not impressive to me. If you did it on the first time, now that would be a trick shot and that would be a skill. If you're Rocky and you're nailing the half court shot almost every time, that's a skill.
The former Rocky used to do that. I don't know who this new Jamoke is.
But I think if you're just setting up a camera and like, I'll be here as long as it takes, like that's not a skill though.
You're not impressed
by that.
It's
grit and maybe perseverance, but it's not a skill. You're not improving, like you just eventually made it.
So the only way you'd be impressed by this.
And same with this.
But how do you think that like Jamal Murray got to where he was without all of
repetition? Yeah.
Right. That's actually playing basketball. I'm talking about trick shots where you're like doing something that's not a part of basketball. You're not.
Okay. So is there any...
Jamal Murray would not be any better at hitting the ball with a baseball bat from full court.
I would like to see that. Jamal Murray, please send a video. Player.
This is not a way to have Jamal be artist number one in your 1,058 attempt.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.